flow like water. You know, life presents many opportunities for us, some of which create experiences that are joyous, that are happy, that are peaceful. And other times in life, we experience situations that are painful, times that are tough, experiences that are rough and hurt and often cut to the quick. Life is full of all of that. Physical reality is full of a variety of experiences. Our job in this life stream, in physical reality, is to flow like water. To move through each experience without shifting who we are, in our essence, at our core. Now, experiences, we're told, shape us. They form who we are. And we have the choice as to how much they form who we are. Think of water. You take water, it has a chemical composition. It has a look, it has a feel. We all know what it's like. We've experienced the feeling of water. We know it. We pour it into a bowl. What happens? Water doesn't change its composition. It changes its shape. It fits into the container that it's placed in. If you pour water into a small juice glass, it takes the shape of the juice glass. It's still water. If you take that water and then pour it into a small bowl, it takes the shape of the bowl, but it remains water. If you take that water and pour it into an ice cube tray, it's separated into 12 small areas. It takes the shape of the tray, but it's still water. And then if you take that ice cube tray and you place it in a freezer, it changes its composition. The frigid temperatures turn it into ice, hard, cold cubes of ice. And then when you remove it from the freezer and place it in a warm area, it returns to water. I believe our job in life is to flow like water. While there will be times where our life will take on different forms and different shapes, and in doing so, provide us with opportunities, with difficulties, if we retain who we are, the energy of love, and we take on the form of what we're presented and flow like water through the experience without changing our nature, even in extreme times when water changed its form, when the circumstances provided, it was able to come back to water. As we go through extreme circumstances, we might be shifted temporarily, given opportunities. We might be different ways. We might have different parts of our being that are expressed. but we still don't need, even in those extreme times, to lose the essence of who we are. So we can, when the extreme times are over, evolve back into the form of who we are. How we fuel our different experiences, how we choose to either flow through them or attach and become them, has everything to do with our experience of the situation. External situations come and go. Water is poured into a glass, into a bowl, into an ice cube tray. It's turned into ice. It's placed again into the heat. It has the opportunity to return to water. That's our life. Lots of situations. They come and they go. How we choose to approach those situations, to respond to them, has everything to do with our experience of our life stream. Flow like water. Experience the shifts and changes as just that. They're shifts and changes that come and go. You have opportunities to pull whatever you choose to experience them. See the gratitude. See the grace. Be the gratitude. Be the grace. And you'll flow like water through each experience. Flow like water. Flow like water.